You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. This is your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and this is the second anniversary of Stairway to Heaven. And I'm so proud about that. This is the second year, because we've been on about, this will be 2 years today. And the reason why I'm so glad about it, that the show has been on a year, and the show has had some, we had some struggles with people and guests and everything, but still on, we continue on. I'll tell you how Stairway to Heaven got started. Stairway to Heaven got started about two years ago when I was in media school, and I didn't have a name for the show that I was. We was getting to see how we gonna do on radio, how we gonna have a name for ourselves. Well, as I went to the school and learned everything, the media school, the name popped up. Stairway to Heaven popped up. And when it came up, I said, it sounds good. We'll call it Stairway to Heaven. And it's been there 2 years. But I'm so glad that it's here on Talktainment Radio. I was surprised that I got to, so glad the show is here on this station. Because when I graduated, I was wondering what I was going to do. So finally got on Talktainment Radio, gave it the name, and it's been smooth sailing ever since. There's been other shows on the Stairway to Heaven, like Women in the Community, that's on the Stairway to Heaven, and there's Knowing a Word of Wisdom, that's following the Stairway to Heaven. Also, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony, which they were here on the anniversary last year, and we didn't have anniversary this year because of the coronavirus. Mostly, I want to say that the show is a pusher of the starter to produce gospel groups across the nation and here in the city also. They also help produce ministers small churches that never have a chance to people get to hear them or never get a chance to come on radio or TV. And these ministers I had a few of them here that have been here, and they have really waiting for them to bring them back, and they will be coming back. And some preaching, my own pastor, I'm trying to get him here, Reverend Jones. But anyway, the show does promote various groups and around another country. A little bit about Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven will be here continually. We are always going. So I'm so glad that this is the second year that we've been on, and hopefully that would make a third year, come on. My wife, and she will be, and her little ladies will be coming on in next couple of weeks or so. So they're working on some things till they get some things together. So anyway, I'd like to make my shout out to Mount Carmel Hospital lab technicians off of Shrock Road. Those ladies and gentlemen, they are working hard to help you to get better and how to find a cure. And when they take the blood from you, that's where it goes. So I'm giving a shout out to those ladies and gentlemen there at the Mount Carmel lab over there off of Shrock Road. Anyway, since this is the second anniversary of Stairway to Heaven, I'm going to do a little commentary and say some things about it and other things. And I'm going to give you a little word of inspiration. So like I said, it's the second year of Stairway to Heaven. I'm so excited, and I'm glad that God brought us this far to continue on praising his name. I want to take time out to say a little inspiration about how we should love each other and how people are doing things towards each other. You know, today, you know, these are the last days, and we're living on borrowed time. And borrowed time is, you know, that's what they, that's what I was told, and that's what I heard. These are the days we're living on borrowed time. And a lot of people don't take this time real, don't take it seriously enough to realize that there's too much, there's too many shootings, there's too many robberies, that people just done got to the point where they don't care. And sometimes people are getting to the point that the panic is, has gotten, it's getting there worse, it's getting there, and it's, people just don't know what to do. I mean, staying at home is fine, but you, when you, when you keep a dog or a cat in the house for so long without giving them fresh air, once you get out, he's like a wild animal. And some, and there's sometimes there's things that I had heard on the news and seen on the, and seen the news that, you know, this is just people just it's getting out of hand. And we are getting out of hand to try to control this. So we have to come down, keep calm sometimes. We have to keep ourselves calm. And when we keep ourselves together, keep ourselves calm, we're better off. But sometimes you can't hold that calmness and you can't hold that quietness to pull yourself together. Now, when there are nervous people, and there's people that you know, wonder what's going on, and some people go out in the streets, go to the store, not the street, go to the store sometimes, take them walks. And we don't know who's walking behind us, who's walking beside us. Even though during the disturbing the riots and everything, during the peaceful demonstration, people was trying to bring peace and try to get things together, put it together, get rid of some of the rough stuff that's been going on and some of the bad tactics that was going on. But still, there's always a few that will come in and mess up a peaceful march or a peaceful demonstration. And it's not because to let out their fear. They're out here trying to let people know, let them know that we're here. And we want something done about what's going on today, what's going on, period. Too many of us today have had things come to us, and too many of us had things that have hurt us. And when people have hurt us, we want to do something back to them. We can't always do stuff back to other people. Sometimes we have to move on, get along. You know, we have to learn to forgive each other for what each of us did to each other. Many of us don't even think about how we hurt that person or the person hurt us. But when we get hurt sometimes, we feel bad and we want to go to a closet or somewhere and cry and don't think about the hurt. Or they think about the hurt, they're trying to figure out how I'm going to get over this. And when you try to work hard, sometimes it's best to let it, as I always say, flow down the river. Let it go and let it go its way. Because the things we do, some do others, it won't pay us no difference. Because if somebody hurts you, you want to go out and let out and hurt them. Many times in life, we just don't understand how things become, or we don't understand how things happen. It could be for the good, or it could be for the bad. And when things like that happen, we still got to figure out, why did this happen? How did I do this? Or why did I do this? Or why does it have to happen to me? We don't have to, you figure out why it happened to you, because sometimes there's a reason for it to happen to you, there's a reason not to happen to you. We have to learn that when you're like that and when things happen, you just have to sit around and figure out why, what happened, what did I do wrong, or why should I go and do the wrong thing to them? You cannot let that happen to you. You cannot. That's why you have to pick up your pieces and walk. And sometimes things happen, you want to look down on people. I did a thing called Don't Look Down the Man Unless You Pick Him Up, which was a song, the title I got from the Jackson Southerners, Don't Look Down on a Man. There's other things that happened, just like the video we saw of the gentleman that with the police had their knee on this man's neck. That's one thing we got to get off. We got to come from under that and go out and push ourselves forward. We need to push forward because many of us don't think that just because we're a lower class person don't deserve a chance. They do. You cannot let that bother. You got to keep going. You got to keep going strong. Many things that has happened these past 4 months, schools closed, home schools, and it's been a mess. And a lot of things that were kept under the covers are coming to the light. And when it comes to the, you'd be surprised what's under the cover and behind closed doors. We don't know, you're out here and you're sitting down thinking, well, everything is fine and everything ain't fine. Everything is just a mess, a big mess. And when it get like, when you really find out where they're gonna wonder, well, where did that come from? How did that happen? And it's not really, really understandable how it happens, just happened. You could be driving a car down the highway and you can and somebody behind it actually hit you accidentally. You don't know when, how it happened, but it happens. And sometimes these things happen for no cause at all, no fault of theirs and no fault of yours. There's a lot of things out here in this world that's going on that it's gonna come about. It's gonna, and we won't be surprised. Don't be customers by surprise, and some of them may not be surprised that it will come behind us. Many times that I have went to work a couple of times, and it has happened to me, and it never. I'd be surprised how it happens. I have friends and sad and lonely, and they do things. These old friends, people I met from years back, and they have talked to me and say, "Well, what can I do? How come you still going strong?" Well, I keep moving and keep pushing myself to keep myself together and keep it straight ahead. I have things, there are things in this life, in this that should be, we all should be happy instead of sad. But there's a lot of sadness in the land, there's a lot of happiness in the land. We're gonna have to keep on, we're gonna have to keep on, keep strong, because when life comes in all such size, shapes, and color, and life sometimes can't overlook. You can't overlook it, but you have to keep on going. How far can you go to keep yourself on your feet, to keep yourself straight? You can't let yourself fall down. You can't let yourself be tormented or pushed around or pushed on. And sometimes there's times you have to keep your head up and keep yourself straight. If you want to come in on the conversation, you may call me at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And this is Stairway to Heaven, the way the world radio, greatest radio, the way radio should be heard. Getting back to another subject, relationships, families, and other things. You got to show them love. And whatever happened in the past, you have to learn for forgiveness. And we need to learn to show each other a lot of love. My wife and I, we all have our ups and downs, but you know, she's the greatest lady in the world, and I love her very much. But I sometimes I get a little stupid sometimes, but she's still there. You know, like, but we have to learn. We have to grow into love each other. Another thing is that when people get together, they show respect for each other, and they show how much they care for each other. Some people, they have disrespect for each other, and it doesn't, it's not, that's no good. And we need to learn to love and show love for each other and respect each other. Another thing I would like to say is that sometimes in life, we have to be able to give each other a big hug and a big kiss. Because when you give a big hug and big kiss, you know that's showing love. And you know, many times, God will make it all right for you. And he will look down for you, on you, and let you know that, hey, I'm in control. By meaning saying make it all right means that your problems are over. And he may not, like they said, he may not come when he wants to, but he's right on time. We just gotta try to pull our worries out, pull our ups and downs out. There's time in life when we don't have to, that we get so disgusted and get so upset. Things can be worked out. Sometimes you get to the time where you're down to your last dime and say, you wonder where I'm going to get my last dime, excuse me. And he'll make it all right. When you feel like you get ready to get your gas, your lights, your electricity cut off, and you feel like, well, where I'm going to get this or how I'm going to get this paid off. You don't worry, God will make it out all right. It seems like everything that I said earlier, that a lot of people just pushing each other, trying to tear the whole world down, but they forget. But whatever they're going through, he will be there and he will make it all right. You just can't, and you just have to keep holding on to his hand. Because if you don't, you let go, and that's it. You drown, just like Peter, when Jesus Christ was walking across the water. And Jesus told Peter, keep your eye on me, and don't be afraid, you can do it. And when he did it, he took his eyes off Jesus and fell into the water. This is how we get hooked on things that shouldn't be. Because when we take our eyes off Jesus Christ and off the Lord and sink. But if you keep your eyes on him, keep your eyes ahead of him and keep your eyes on him, you will not sink. But some of us don't care if we don't care about sink, rather sink instead of swim. And when you don't, when you start sinking and swimming, you forgot about your eye, your focus. But still, whatever you do, he's gonna make it all right to pull you out of that rut. Some of us are getting that rut so bad that they don't want to let go. You'll stay there until you rot. Or you stay there till you get to the point. And then when you get to the last minute, come on, you get ready to sink and swim, sink to the bottom, and you holler, Lord Jesus, then he will make it, he'll pull you out, and he'll make it all right. We have to start. Let the problem go and let the stress go and think of things ahead. You keep on going and you give up and his hands right there waiting for you to pull you through. But some of us got to get something, but some of us in our own way, we get to the point where I don't need to do that. I can go on without it or go on without him. And next thing you know, you're down there. But still, you must remember, he still makes things all right for you. And he'll make it if you keep trying. He'll make it if you hold on. He'll make it if you don't give up. Because when you give up, that's when you sink. And if you give up, you get to the point where you don't care. And if you give up, you just throw everything that you had in progress, you throw it, I'm gonna throw it away. And when you give up and don't try to make it, you just, hey, I'm at the bottom of my rope and I'm gonna stay here and waddle. But you get to a point of time, you're gonna have to start climbing that rope, pulling up. You're gonna have to keep on pulling up until you get to the top. It's not always easy, and it's not always hard. But the hardness comes when you make it hard. But when you get to the top, Lord Jesus will make it all right. But when you're still crawling, and you're still trying to get there, don't let yourself waddle. But some of us get to the tent, we want to waddle. Some of us get to us to the tent that we want to stay right there where we want to be. And you don't have to sit there and stay where you want to be, all right? You're going to have to get up out of that rut. But if you come out that rut, things will be all right. You got to stop being scared of that root or that problem, because as long as you stay in that problem, you'll never make it. But you got to make it, build up in your mind to make it all right. And when you don't feel that you can't make it, you got to pull yourself up and raise your hand up, say, Father, I stretch my hand out, help me, please. And when you do that, things will make all right. We have to try to stop trying to be this and that and the other. I'll get along. And each time you say you let go, you sink one by one. You sink at the first step. You sink at the second step. And you sink at the third step. And when you get below that third step, what you gonna do? That's when you're down on your ground. That's when you're down on level. You got to try to think of yourself, what to do and what to do. But like I said, Jesus told Peter, keep your eye on me and you won't sink. But when you do that, say it again, you do it, you're still going down and down and down. It's not you hit that third, at first, you're down, it's down your feet. When water, you step in water, like you're going to a swimming pool, the water's at your ankles. And long as you keep walking toward that water and get to your knees, that's step two. Well, what you gonna do then? Keep walking until you get to your hip. And when you get to the hip, you got a chance. Either stand there or keep going or keep sinking. But some people don't want to do it. They'll keep walking. Oh, I like it down here. I love it down here. It's good down here. But at the same time, you're looking up to the top. What am I going to do? What can I do? What's going to happen to me? You're still down in the water, or down in the sink, or down in the mud, still looking up. But Jesus is still up there with his hand, waiting for you to come up. So you can walk the water with him. Although there's others that don't believe that this can happen, those are others that believe that it cannot be done. There's others that believe that, hey, what the heck, what can I do? They better stay right there. Even go to your friends and go to them and say, hey, I can help you out if you let me. But they don't want to let you out. Your hand is still waiting. And Jesus' hand is still sitting there waiting. And there's something like they say, Jesus is waiting, but when you don't to get your hand, but you still want to stay there. There are some of us who get tired, and they want you to grab Jesus' hand, but still, some of us still want to stay. I'm staying here until I want to make up my time. Brother, let me and sister, let me say you this: you don't have no time. The time is getting short. You don't have no time to do what. The time is getting short. You don't have just getting to the point. You don't have time to do during the time. You got to do it when the time is right. You don't have no time to say, "I'll get there when I get there." You don't have no time. That Jesus' hand is waiting for you to grab it, and you don't. Then, when you're down there, you just don't have no time to say, "I'll do it today. I'll do it tomorrow," because you never tomorrow is not promised to you. And when it's not promised, then what you gonna do then? You don't know when the time comes for us to go, but still, Jesus is waiting for you so you can grab him by his hand. And if you consider yourself and look at yourself and think, "I'm gonna stay here and think yourself, if you don't feel nothing for you, I'm gonna stay here and sit and waddle," then what's gonna happen then? You may see your friends, and you may see your friends be gone, and you may see your friends getting to the point where they are not there. And then they may be gone, and you still stuck there sitting down there on a bench, or you looking up, or you still sitting on the outside, I'm outside looking in. Then what? You just got time waits for no man. Time gonna keep going on. And while you sitting there walling, the hand is waiting for you to pull you up. His hand is waiting for you to take care of you. His hands are there to see you through. You have to make up the time, and you have to make up the mind. And you got to take the time to say, "I got to get out of this." And you got to come to your mind and say, I got to take my time, get up and walk. Because I want to walk across that water with the Lord and keep my eye on him. As the time is going, the time is ticking. And when it keeps ticking, and you don't get there in time, what you gonna do then? You just gonna sit there and wait. When you get ready to go, decide to do it, you may not have time to do it, because if you don't grab the time, take the time and study yourself and go for it, it won't be there. But still, I say, he's waiting for you to grab his hand, to walk with him and talk to him. And it's on you. Jesus is waiting, and it's on you, not yourself. Come on, you got to learn. I got to come on out of that water. I got to come on up out and walk that water. I got to come on up out of that mud. For sometimes, when it's time for you to come, you will be able to come out of the water. As I said before, this is the second anniversary of Stairway to Heaven. And I hope and pray that that you will get it celebrated. There'll be more of this anniversary during the time of the rest of this month. There'll be more time. And like I said, it's, hey, you know, this has been a beautiful second year. Going into second year, first year was beautiful. I hope the second year, third year come be just as good as the first and second. Remember that, as I always say that, on to my YouTube fans and YouTube visitors, I'm gonna say this: remember, God loves you. Don't mind nothing but the garden. Don't let nothing grow. You put it in front of yourself. You gotta keep listening to keep going and keep holding on, because we do need each other. You can't let yourself swing, stand, and sink. You got to keep on going and keep on swimming for all of that we can do. All right. Goodbye to work. You're trying to see you the next time.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Gloria's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriasCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's Lavore's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
change for once in my life.
I hear.
It's gonna feel real.
All right, hello. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. And I'd like to say this is Stairway to Heaven second year anniversary. The show started by myself, Klaus Smith, and I'm known as Dr. Bass, who started the show in the media school. The idea of the show was to promote various gospel groups around the country. Stairway to Heaven is 2 years old, and I hope that the show grows. Gets another year. Looking forward to go another year. And this second year would be better. How the show got started by me about 4 or 5 years ago. And when I got the show, I had an idea of promoting quartets. I had an idea of promoting some of the choirs. And I had many ministers that have not been, don't have the opportunity to, doesn't have a radio show or a TV show, and I bring them here to give them a chance to teach and to say a few words of inspiration. Another thing about the show is that if you like the music, enjoy the music, give me a call at 1-877-932-9766. 1-877-932-9766. Today, the music you're probably be hearing is from music back in the early 50s, and I've been trying to find something back farther than that, which I'll be looking over this week and next week. Starting on Monday, I'll be trying to go back farther and farther with the old music, then I'll bring it up to date. There's some groups out there that I looked up when I was a kid. My grandmother used to play singer-star groups like the Davis Sisters, Sally Martin, and many, many more. The old Dixie Hummingbirds. And the Five Blind Boys back in of Alabama back in those years. I mean, those groups, and they're still going on today. The Davis Sisters, I haven't heard it. They're probably disbanded. They probably done retired. Sally Martin, her group probably done retired too. There's also, if I can remember correctly, Brother Joe Mays. He was out there. Brother Joe Mays and Professor Alex, forgot his last name. Those were old gospel singers. I mean, the groups today we came from those old singers. We came from them. We're a branch out from them. Really, they led the way for us to sing as we are today. Even to the late great Aretha, Aretha Franklin, the late great Mahalia Jackson. She was back up there, and she sung some songs back in the day. And, I'm very glad that I was able to look them up. It's so many, the staple singers, they were out there, and they had started to do their thing. The Caravan, Claire Ward singers. All those old singers were out there doing their thing, were out there singing and everything. And hopefully I look up and find some more. And some more of the old gospel quartets and the old gospel singers, the old soloists, as they started out. Even back and far, up to now, the singers that I heard, even when Sam Cooke was with the Soul Stirrers at the time, he was there, the late great Sam Cooke, before he crossed over to the line, became famous during the jazz and R&B circuit. Excuse me. Also, I like to say that on this anniversary that that we having. Like, well, the ladies will be back, and they will continue. They will go on. They will probably close it out, the anniversary, when they come on. But really, as I said, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church, where the pastor, the Kaiser Jones Jr., which he will be, I'm trying to get him here on. We're trying to make a ring so he can have time to get here. And we talked about it, and he told me to let him know. Let me bring some of the pastors that hopefully that they will be here. Bishop Shouts of Temple of Praise. His son was here back last year during the summer. So the Bishop Shouts, I talked to him. He told me to let him know, and he will give me his schedule. Also, I'm bringing the Reverend Bishop Leo Jones. He's coming back, and I've been trying to get him, so I call him. And some of these pastors, remember, these are ministers and groups that I will be trying to get here and give them some talk time so they will be done to be known. I'm trying to bring the quartet groups back together, and I'm trying to bring them together so they can be heard, because a lot of them now, from what I've seen and what I'm looking at, they haven't been gone, they've just been faded off the air. And mostly when that happens, they still out there singing, you don't hear too much. Also, I'm trying to get a hold, I know one of the humble sons live here in the city of Columbus, and I talked to him, and I'm gonna have to talk to him again. See, he is trying to get permission to play their new song. They got a video out, and it's awesome. It's real awesome that they got out, and they have a beautiful song. They went back when we all went, what a time, and the way they got that song going, the way they sing that song in that video, it is awesome. It is beautiful. There's a lot of groups that I'm going to try to get a hold of, get permission to play their stuff. So. Because I'm going to say this, the music is, I don't own the music. They own the music. And I'm trying to get the permission to play their music. And I'll probably be on the phone talking to them all week. And right now, these are the Davis sisters. Okay, that was the Davis Sisters. They've been 12 Gates to the City. And I believe that was, like I believe I saw, that recording was made back in 1955 or 54. And that's, I'm going back a little bit, like I said, soon I get permission from the artists of the day, and I'm trying to figure it out and go back farther than that and try to play some more of that old music. Them, like I said, we were the branch, the groups of the day, and now we are under their wings. We broke off under their, where they was the as they say, the God sisters, Godfathers of gospel. And that's what made the groups today pick up some of their, pick up and keep going today. You know, as I said before, we need to learn from them and how they carry ourselves. That's why I like listening to a quartet music, and I like to find out, go back and farther, find some more. I'm going to go back and find some more, because when I looked up, I was really, really surprised and shocked about it when I heard and what I saw. And I was like, dang, I didn't know the music is still there, because I thought it was gone, but it wasn't, but it seemed it's still there. And that was the Davis Sisters. They from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And those sisters are really, when I was young, them sisters can really, really sing. And that's what you call good old fashioned quartet music. I had to get back to say, singing the We Can Make It All Right, as I had said before, we can make it all right, and we can get along with each other, and we can love each other and show each other more love. And like I said, if you are, like I said, time is winding up, and we're living on borrowed time, and we have to kind of watch ourselves closely and to learn to love each other. Like I said, I'm giving another shout out today to my wife and ladies and gentlemen at Mount Carmel Lab. I'm giving them a shout out. Keys of Harmony, especially my good friend and brother Joe Jr., Joe Woods, lead guitar player of the Keys of Harmony. And my prayers to him and his family, his wife, my prayers go out to him and his wife, to my stepmother, Patricia Howard, Evangelist Patricia Howard, and she just, she's recovering from illness, and I'm gonna try to get her back on here sometime in the near future. And to all the people sick and shut in and those that are locked up, for those who can reach me and listen to this, let me know what you think of the show, and let me know what you think of some of the music that I will be playing. And if you want to comment on the music played, you may call me at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. Okay, let me get back to what I was, saying. As I said, we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And as I said, when Jesus was walking in the water and Peter saw him, he walked and told Peter to keep his eye on him, and to don't look down, don't look around, stay focused, and he could do it. But Peter got out there and started walking, and I guess he got a little scared and saw something that distracted him, and he dropped and went in, and God stuck his hand out to pull him out. Let him know we all can be pulled out sometimes, need to be pulled out of problems, out of ruts, because sometimes it's not always when times, always things don't go where we should go, and it's not always the way that when you take your eyes off of God, you will sink. And when you sink, you do sink, and you try to stay up off the, get to the bottom, come from the bottom to the top. We need to understand that when we do drop, try to stay afloat. Because he's right there waiting on you, and he's still, Jesus is still waiting with open arms to come to him and pull yourself out of the condition and out of the problems that may happen and that comes. So we got to keep going on and got to keep strong. Another thing, like I say, this is the second anniversary of the Stairway to Heaven. Like I said, it's not over with because I'm looking for the second year. I hope to be great. I hope to have better music and hope to have more music. And I'm going to have to try to get some, I know for your quartet lovers, I'll try to keep it up. And for your choir lovers who love the choir, I will try to find, get some of their stuff and call to talk to some of the choir directors and get permission to play, bring some of their stuff in. So I'm going to try to mix it the second half of the year. There's a couple of promoters here in the city of Columbus. I would talk to them, and I'm going to try to get them here. One of them here to tell me who's coming, who's coming and everything. Talk to them and how they got started, because I feel that, like I said, Stairway to Heaven is for groups and quartets. Like I said, a lot of the quartets are out there, don't get heard or had the airtime, but the airtime from the airtime has been taken away from them. And I don't know what the situation was, how it happened, and what happened to it, but some of them, it's been gone, has stopped playing them. But some things I do know, but I'm not going to say, so I'll just keep it to myself and just continue on. Another thing is, I like to say, is that it's for us, just for us, other things happening in the world today, and the city of the world, is we have an enemy that we are trying to fight. We don't know him, we can't see him, he's very invisible. He just hit us and hit and keep going. I hope that they will find a cure for this coronavirus, and that we can get back to things the way they used to, the way they were. But the way this thing keep going, we all have to kind of hold on with, deal with it, and keep praying that it can go away. We're fighting. It's a struggle. It's really a struggle. My heart and my prayers goes out to those doctors and nurses in the hospital and labs, trying to get this thing over with. As some people have made it and cured, made it through the virus, and there's some that have not made it through the virus. Because we don't know how this thing's coming along. We don't know how this thing, how it got here. We don't know what's what, you know, and it's here. And my problem with that is how it's such a contagious disease get from one country to this country. And yeah, I mean, it's a mess. And I mean, it's all over the world. I mean, like I said, and remember, just wear your mask and wash your hands and try to help fight, because I need you, you need me, we all need each other. And that's the bottom line that I'm going to say about that. We must learn to love each other, and we must learn to hold on to each other, because right now we are at a critical time, a real bad critical time of the way it is now. So we have to kind of fight and look out for each other. We got to kind of hold on and love each other and share love for each other, because, you know, we are all in this together. And no doubt about it, we are all in this together. And, you know, like I said, I had a cousin who had it in Wisconsin. She had caught it, and I think she done got cured from it, from the virus. And that's the way it, you know, like she said, it's nothing to play with, and it's nothing to be with or deal with, because it is bad, very, very bad. So hopefully and pray that we will get over this virus and it will go away. Right now, I like to say this, to my very dear sister my sister Shirley in Cincinnati, if she's listening, I'm giving you a shout out, and to my other sister Margie Williams and my other sister Vicky Bowie. I hope I'm sending my shout outs to all three of them, and that y'all families go stronger and stronger in the Lord. And to all the families, that this is, this thing had struck and took a hold to. Hope it hasn't, but you know, we got to visit. We got to look out for each other, and we got to take care of each other. And this is a thing that need to be very, very, consider very dangerous. I mean, the lab techs that I work with, and they are really, you could tell, you could see the fight that goes on. I mean, I wear protective gear, but you really could see the fight that they're going on trying to get it together. I mean, they really trying to get things together on this virus, and they really trying to help get rid of, but like I say, they're working on the cure. Hopefully that the cure comes through. Hopefully that they do get the cure. And hopefully that, you know, the things will work out. But right now, we got to sit back, hold on to God's unchanging hand, and keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. Because if we take our, like I said, we have to keep our eye on him. Because once we drop our eyes from him, take our eyes from him, we're sunk. But like I said, as I always say, we got to keep holding on and keep it strong. And this is Joe Simon singing Amazing Grace. And, the Bishop, I can't say Joe Simon, do I have to say Bishop Joe Simon? Yeah, this is Joe Simon, and he's singing Amazing Grace, and, you know, we really need to get, really kind of keep our eyes on the Lord, and, you know, like we said, the Lord has saved the rest like thee, and that's amazing. It's amazing how the Lord do things, and it's amazing how he keep us together, so we have to kind of hold on, and hold up. So like I said, like the song says, someone's found, and they were found, and now blind, and now they see. So this is, keep on going on. And when things go like that, we have to keep ourselves together, and that's what we have to do, keep ourselves together and do things the right way. Many times we have to kind of hold on to God's unchanging hand. And that's this is Sally Morton singing this. And this is back in the early 50s. And these are old songs, but these are songs that we're singing in church today. But these are the original copies of the Sally Morton singers back in the early 1950s. And this was stuff that my grandmother used to play, and I grew up with. I know some of us had grown up listening to Sally Morton and the Martin and Martin singers. Sorry. This is original stuff. And now this is the Harmonies out of Memphis, Tennessee, and there. This is, I brought up a little bit. Now we're up to date. All right. Time getting short, and I like to say the mind is nothing but the garden which you put in it grows. Don't put no wood nickels, no wood thoughts. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope to see you next time. And next show will be Women of Wisdom, or Words of Wisdom. So hopefully, I mean, God bless you.